Do you think it does show a lack of respect? I mean, like, that, I don't, we don't see guys showing up like Bill Belichick or Lee walking
out.
You
just don't hear about it.
Right.
It's different. You know, but I played in New England. They were guys late. Marquee guys late. I was late one time. You know, it just, they don't get out. You know, here, you know, something happens like this, all of a sudden, oh my God, you know, what's going on with Jackrabbit? Is there a crisis? Is he respecting that? Do the players in the locker room get along? It's really not that big of a deal. Everybody in here getting along. Everybody here getting along. DRC's back. We're happy that he's back. Jackrabbit will be back next week. Hopefully there's no spillover and emotion coming from him or Coach McAdoo next week, and then we'll be fine. Hopefully we get another win. You know, I'm not really worried about people getting suspended, and if Jackrabbit suspended, he can't play for us this week. I can't do nothing for Jackrabbit. Jackrabbit can't do nothing for me.
JC, how much is it a locker room issue? Does it become a locker room issue that you guys handle in-house versus waiting for the coach or expecting the coach to do anything? Do you guys talk to each other about what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a conversation with Jackrabbit, and I'm going to speak to him again, too. You know, and I just think, like, there's certain things that you can't do. You know what I mean? Like, I think the situation, he could have handled it better. You know, like, at the end of the day, some of us have kids here. You know what I mean? If you can't pick up your kid, you better let somebody know. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's of that, but it's kind of in that boat. It's like, you know, have, you know, enough responsibility to let people know when you're not going to be there, stuff like that. And I think he could have just handled it better. That's all. And I think it would have been a better turnout. Maybe just a fine. I don't know. Maybe a lighter suspension. I don't know. But I think he could have just handled the situation better.
But from the scope of the team, you've talked to us about, you've been there. You've seen a losing team. You've been in a losing situation. Leaders in the locker room, I mean, to come up and talk about the team aspect of this, that sticking together. I mean, is it something that continues to be talked about because you don't want people to forget what's at stake here and the pride factor?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we didn't think that, you know, through 9 weeks that we'll be sitting at the record we'll be sitting at with only one win, you know, and then having the guys that spent a couple weeks ago and another guy. You know, we wouldn't predict that, you know, but I still think that we have the guys here that's willing to play, that's willing to learn every day, you know, and you have a guy who broke a team rule. Now, if we were 6-1 and 1-6, I don't think the handling of the situation would have been differently. But who knows? You know, last year people wasn't missing no days and time like that. So last year we were sitting whatever a good record at this point, you know. But I don't think people were you know doing stuff like that, as in like you know missing a day. You know what I mean? Like that just don't happen, you know. And if it does, I think it would get handled like it did.
JC, we keep hearing Coach talk about each week how you had a good practice. And, you know, logic from the outside looking in, whatever you're doing in practice isn't necessarily transferring over to the field. Can you just shed a little light on what constitutes a good practice?
You're talking about team-wise, right?
Yes, okay. Team-wise.
Well, you know, when the offense does a good job and doing what they're supposed to do, you know, we're going against scout team, more than half the practice, and you know, the defense is making plays, defense is intercepting balls, the offense is on point, everything's rhythmatic, you know what I mean, and everything's clicking. Usually that transition is over, you know, sometimes it doesn't, you know, and I think it hasn't on our side more times than not, and we need to be able to transfer over what we're doing in practice to the games, you know, be able to execute, you know, certain pass routes and be able to execute certain coverages like you do in practices in the game, you know, and I don't think it's been like that, you know, I think we have had better practices than we have performances.